some, get some, bad enough, take some. Alive and awake, and welcome to episode 77 of Fangin' Bangalore. Gangrel and Nikki Blackbird over there. Or Nicole or Nikki Blackbird, do we decide
we'll
yet?
We'll go by Nikki.
Oh man, I'm fogging up my glasses. Oh, it's a bad day in hell here. What's going on? The rooms are all black now, or is it just my imagination? Or is the walls black now? It's dark in here, right?
A little bit.
So how have you been? Anything exciting? Oh, or Raymond and Raymond over there in the dark hole. He's made it even darker, like to hide even more so, but... everybody's good. We're good. We're alive. We're keep going. We're gonna keep moving with this. All right. What happened with you? What's up with you this weekend? Anything live and anything good, important? Any breaking news? Anything on Miss Nikki?
Nothing crazy. I went to Bash at the Brew. It was cool seeing some of our fellow students that I trained with. Doing their thing. It was really exciting to see some new people. Going out there, getting some support from the crowd, just seeing
Bash at the Brew.
That was nice.
I always love when I'm on the road. I don't know where I was. I was in Virginia or somewhere this weekend, and I get all the rumors of the Bash at the Brew. I'm not even going to repeat the rumors I hear. I did in class the other day, and I saw some people's faces just get quiet.
Right? Let's not do that.
Point is don't put yourself in situations where rumors could be spread. But we'll move on from that. So Bash at the Brew, fun, good time, good hot crowd. They said it was nice. The most they had in there.
It was
standing room only,
in
shoulder
there.
To shoulder, bunch of drunks,
heating
and sweating, no AC.
Oh gosh, yeah. It gets hot there. It definitely gets hot.
It is a crowd you have that, it's an acquired taste, that crowd. It's kind of a hipsterish, isn't it? Or what would you say?
The location is, yeah.
What about the crowd? What would your opinion be on the crowd that you'll soon probably be working in front of one day?
It's like a really big, like, mixed demographic because you have, like, the, Hispanic, very...
Because it is in Hialeah.
Yeah, because it is in Hialeah, but then it's like if you add... like a Cuban, and you have, like, let's say a Cuban and a metalhead have a baby, that's like the Bash demographic.
Well, to be fair, it was Adrian's debut on the show, so that might have been
Domino.
A lot of his people,
Domino
because
was,
he,
was
Domino,
cool.
Domino, yeah, Domino definitely looks like a metalhead Cuban dude.
Yeah,
he's Cuban.
He's got the green hair.
He's Cuban, he's got some Ninja Turtle green going on in his hair, and then you got the Ozzy Kielmeister fans, the whole two or three of them out there that supported that big turn that
had
happened.
A little
happened.
Bit more than that.
And then there's the four or five NVIDIA fans that she turned on Ozzy Kielmeister. And then you got about the 15 or 30, I'd say 30 Cha-Cha Charlie fans. And then
he usually has a has
Jackals.
A crowd.
Todd Jackals got a good 50 probably.
Yeah.
And then all the random girls on it. The rest are just drunken dudes looking to see some titties or something like that. And not real fond of the one that ring announcer, but I won't drag you into that, and I won't drag my opinion on that, but I don't think she should be allowed anywhere inside of a wrestling building unless she's buying a ticket. But she has no respect for it, honestly, clearly no respect, and obviously has no concept of why I feel that she doesn't have any respect, or I probably would have already gotten an apology, even if it was just a shitty text message for a running out. Raymond, let me ask you, I'm not even going to drag her, because she's got to work in the future. You know me. You've been around me and you see me run my own shows, right? Now, if I had somebody, you've heard a lot of my speeches, like, if you don't want to be here, blah, 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 this isn't for you, then just go home, right? Don't waste anybody's time. Now, with that being said, one of those speeches going down and directed towards that direction, but everybody in general, one said person got up and just left an hour before the taping of five shows, or four shows, or actually 2 weekends of shows, so technically like eight shows, just left. Would I even let her remotely come back into a building without some kind of apology or explanation? Or I would just say, oh, I didn't know she was going to be here, so put her on the show. Like, no, absolutely not. So, like, I'm not crazy. That's how I've always felt. I didn't just make it up. And
she didn't tell you she was leaving?
She told other people. She just left. Because like, she's not made for wrestling. It's not.
We would have to let you know if we were going to miss practice.
Yeah, but this is worse than missing practice. This was like a live taping about to happen, and she is the ring announcer and stuff, and supposed to carry and flow that show. And then gave it to somebody else. He had to step up and do it, and then when she just magically shows back up at this other one, he gets bumped back down to something else. So not cool at all, but nobody wants to hear my opinions and hear me whine about that, because nobody's offering me any cheese or wine with that, right? Was it, you want a little cheese with that wine? Is that how it goes?
That's the thing.
Are you afraid? Are you guys afraid to go against my opinion? I'm leaving you out of it. What about you?
No, I mean,
oh, okay.
if we missed a Monday and showed up Tuesday and didn't have a reason for why we missed the Monday.
Bottom line is, if you don't have any damn respect for professional wrestling, get out. Go buy a ticket and sit in the crowd. Don't be a fan. Come there, show your ass, your tits, bat your eyebrows, and a smile, and think you're in the industry. You know, that's what's wrong with professional wrestling today. There's no proper training. There's no respect. Nobody goes through the process and the steps of becoming a professional entertainer or a professional wrestler, whatever you want to call it. It's still the same to me. So, well, we'll get off of that. So what else did you do this weekend? Bash at the Brew. Look at the shit you started. Bash at the Brew. What else? I'm still steaming. I'm starting to get mad again. I'm starting to sweat, Raven. Now maybe it is not hot in here. Maybe it's just me that's always hot.
How about this? What did you do this weekend? Let's switch it up.
What did I do this weekend? I was in Virginia this weekend. I worked for BCW, I think it's Virginia Championship Wrestling, which I thought it was Vanguard, but apparently they changed it to Virginia. I don't know.
See, I guessed it then.
Yeah.
Last week, I was like, Virginia?
But I'm pretty sure it was Vanguard before. I don't know. Maybe they came under fire during 2020 and when all that shit went down. I don't know. It was a good show. Wasn't as busy as it should have been. They were going against football, a pay-per-view, holiday weekend. But the Bash did well.
Yeah.
But the Hurricanes played on Friday, and they beat up poor Miami, Ohio. Nobody would have expected much there, but it's all about you. But it's good. I only had one show. It was an easy weekend. Travel was a little rough, but no super delays. It was just a couple of flights to get there because small airports, you end up with connections. But it was a good weekend. It was chill. Good week at the school. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's Thursday now. Good classes, solid classes. It's all you Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. Missed you on Wednesday because you're out partying or something. Happy birthday to your brother.
Yeah, it was my brother's birthday.
Happy birthday to your brother. belated birthday or birthday, whichever time this airs. It'll be belated, I'm sure. So
yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope it was fanging and banging. Yeah, where'd you go?
Seasons 52 in Gables.
That sounds expensive. Is it like a football player's place? Seasons 52 seasons?
No, it's like
any history to it?
I have no idea. I just showed up.
What type of food was it? What's the theme? Like Italian?
No, it's just like
Spanish?
American. Just you can get steak. Like you can get
steak
fish
joint.
And, yeah. Yeah, okay. Just like I don't even know what type of food they really. They have everything.
52.
52 options.
So, yeah. 52, right?
Yeah.
52, okay.
I have no idea. Actually, now that I think about it, I'm like, I don't even think they're themed. So, like, right. A mix of everything.
Well, but it was good.
Yeah.
So, you just gave him a free plug on the whole five people that watch this, but there you go. There you go, seasons 52. It's not like season 72 of the Miami Dolphins undefeated season, but there you go. But you don't know anything about that either.
I used to keep up with football, but I've been so out of it.
Oh, I'm good. I'm not so much on the pro. What is this? He's got a monitor up there now. Fanging and banging, episode 77. There we go. Yes. Notes. Ooh, that's for you. That's not for me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't read any of that. All right. So I bored everybody enough. Do you just want to jump into this shit, or what do you want to do?
Let's start more controversies. Let's go. So Tony Khan announced CM Punk's contract with AEW was terminated last Saturday before AEW Collision went on air by releasing an official statement on AEW's social media platforms. Tony Khan stated that he felt like his life was in danger during the incident involving CM Punk, and it was rumored that CM Punk lunged at Tony Khan backstage at All In. So the question is, do you think Tony Khan made the right decision by firing CM Punk? And if this same situation took place in WWE during the Attitude Era, what would be the outcome for CM Punk and Jack Perry have been?
I mean, the question for you, does it really matter what I think?
We want your opinion.
Does it really matter?
You were part of it. I mean,
well, I feel like as though, is that thing my eyes going in and out, or is that monitor? I feel like, I mean, we've talked about this in some of this, and I've said many a times where Tony Khan needs to take control of stuff, but somebody had to be fired, I suppose, but I think both of them should have been fired. But I mean, I'm not in their meetings. I'm not. Mm-hmm. If you sit in it, there's so many ways to look at it. I could sit out here and read this site, and this site stuff, and then another site will come out and say this, and this. Then you sit back and you try to find the truth in the middle, but you're not really gonna know the truth unless you were
there
experiencing it. And I'm not talking about people watching, but I'm saying you're
like behind the
CM
scenes.
Punk, and you're Jack Perry, and you're Tony Khan. What I can say about people asking if Tony Khan is a, are they asking if he's a pussy or something? Or what are they asking? What'd you say? And I know that's not my opinion. I didn't say that. I'm just saying, what are they asking? What,
just basically, how would it have been handled back in the day if it was part of WWE?
It wouldn't even have been a thing back in the day. It would have just been either fined. You'd have been sat down and said, hey, you're both fined this. What, first, they'd ask you what the problem, all right? And you'd ask the other guy, what's the problem? And he would have went through it. Okay. All right, so you don't do this. If you do this again, you're going to get fired. You don't agitate him in this way and did this. But it would have never came to that because you would have went out on the air and said, oh, cry me a river. You wouldn't have went rogue in promos. You wouldn't have questioned if they said, hey, you're not using real glass. Because Vince McMahon had control of all that. Like that, none of that would happen. You know, and if there was a skirmish, they did that in Gorilla, apparently. So everybody's seen it. Tony Khan's seen it. But, I mean, I just told the story with Mark Merrill, right? Was it last podcast? Or it was last podcast where Vince McMahon was just sitting there with the Godfather watching it, you know. Shane drug Luna out, Draws drug me out, and there was tables flipped, probably could be equivalent to a monitor, and Stephanie was sitting at the table. I just got told, don't, if I hit him, I'm fired, and I was let out of the room, and they got fined. And then they didn't have another problem, you know. And so I think when you let things go, it should have all been handled all the way back to that first.
And before I got that
first fight, that first thing, and they should have handled things. But, you know, not being there, I can't. It's really hard to say. But I definitely would have. Well, you got to think, like, so I feel like I'm, like, tripping all over the place because a lot of things run through my mind because I read a lot of different things when I'm doing my cardio. One of the things they say, well, CM Punk was supposed to have a meeting in Atlanta, and then I don't know who canceled it, either the Elite or Tony Khan. Somebody canceled the meeting in Atlanta. But then when he flew to London, Heathrow, there was rumors that the number he had for a driver wasn't the bogus number. It bounced back at him. So, and then he couldn't get Ubers there on his own, like to get an Uber. So he had to take a train, right? So me, on my lowest levels of independence, I've never been left stranded in Heathrow. I fly in, you know, I'll be going back over there in December and back in February. I've gone there for 18 straight years and never been left. And I'm not at a major company and I'm not the star of the company and I didn't get my own show. I've never been left without a ride at an airport in the UK. So that could be frustrating. No, so that could be super frustrating. So not only did you go to Atlanta, your meeting got canceled when you were willing to sit down with people and work it out. So you can start thinking, what the flip, if that's the truth. And then you go there and then you don't have a ride. They don't pick you up. You're like, the fuck kind of respect is that? You're like, whether he says, I'm CM Punk, or who are you? Whatever, he's still CM Punk. He's still a main guy. I mean, should WWE, they never left you. Like, it was always sorted. You never had that problem. And then you get there, and then the guy you had a problem with, they put at the end of a pre-show, and then put you opening match. And then he goes out there on the pre-show and says that. And then you got to come walk back. He's going to go and walk right past you when you got to go to the Gorilla. Of course it's going to be a problem. If this truly happened in a meeting, if that transportation thing truly happened, and then he went out there and did that while you're standing in Gorilla to go out there, of course, somebody's going to say something. I mean, like, you're probably pretty perturbed by then. You're probably going to flip, and you probably didn't care. Now, as far as lunging towards Tony Khan, is that what it's at? Lunging towards Tony Khan, you got to take in consideration Tony Khan, like, I don't. He didn't grow up around wrestling. Now he grew up wealthy. Like he probably, I grew up in a really rough neighborhood and fought almost every day of the week. You know, so to see a fight wasn't uncommon. And then when I got pro wrestling, my first day in Calgary, I was lacing my boots, and that Davey Boy Smith comes in, and he was huge back then. Picks this guy up named Jonathan Holiday by his ears. It just beats his head into a wall. You blah, 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 in that British accent. I had no idea what he was saying. And he lets him go. And literally, it looked like a scene in a movie. It was a white wall in the locker room. And he was sitting next to me, so I was looking over this way. And I look, and he's just like a slime of blood. He's just, as he slides down the wall and he lets him go, there's just a streak of blood like a horror movie. And he's just laying there unconscious. And he goes, oh, Davey Boy, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. So it's common for me to see shit like that. That's violent. That was a dude's head beat against the wall till he's unconscious and bloody. Like, so it was Tony Khan. The way his dad's a billionaire, whatever, he's brung up. He probably wasn't subjective to seeing grown men be violent with each other or kids. Kids can be mean, but it was, who knows? I don't think that he grew up in an environment where he's seen a whole lot of that. So you get two, and I ain't saying Jack Perry is the biggest guy in the world, nor is CM Punk, but you get two grown dudes fighting with like a lot of passion and a lot of anger or whatever behind that and intensity and, you know, there's a lot of people there as a gorilla, so I can't picture CM Punk lunging in a sense that he's going to grab him by the throat and goozle him or hit him or something. He probably just said, fuck you, I quit or something, because he's just probably so frustrated. I don't know. But not being there in those shoes is really hard to give what you think should be done. But I think if I had to go by everything I heard, I would have fired them both or suspended them or fined them both. Super heavy amount of money and sat him down and but it would have went back before that. I would have handled it back with the Young Bucks and the Kenny Omega when all that stuff went down after the scrum. It would have been done then. It wouldn't have festered and carried on. If you heard me in the school when I've told all of you, the students and even the office there, if there's a problem, whether one's right or wrong, I cut both out. Like, and then I cut it out, I remove it, just almost like a cancer before it spreads. Now, if it gets worked out amongst them and they come back and they plead their cases to me and, hey, this and this and that, they're welcome back. But immediately I just go, the problem's out. Unless I've seen it myself, because I can't make a judgment without seeing it. I can't, he said, she said, I'll be, you know, it's too frustrating. So, But I mean, I would have, before it got to this, I would have sat him down, maybe handed out some really heavy fines and said, hey, we could be making money together, or we could just, somebody's got to go, you know. We need you to be adults about this and everything, and then let's see if we can move forward and make money together or not, you know. And if you can't, then don't be there. But I mean, it's a growing company. I mean, not that I'm a businessman in any sense, not that I can run a $1 million, $1 billion company. I haven't, you know, I've only wrestled on the lower ends of it and watch. So it's just all opinion, but a lot of it's just common sense too. Like, just really common sense. So it's a tough one. It's a shame because that's all people are talking about instead of saying, you know, what a great Wembley show, what a great vibe, you know. This is all we're talking about days and days after still, you know, still in the news, overshadowing all that. So not really what you want to hang your hat on. But it is what it is. So what else we got? That answer your question? Or no, or did I run all over the place?
No, it did. All right. So the next topic is WWE and Endeavor. So although Endeavor will own WWE and both UFC and WWE are under the same umbrella, they will still be run as separate entities. Huh?
Is it raining?
I don't know.
Well, they have, what umbrella are they
using? Oh, the same umbrella.
Explain that to me. What's that?
Like under the same, I guess, like...
Roof?
Yeah, same roof. Okay. It'll be like the same
parody
thing,
company.
But
Endeavor's a parody company. Yeah. UFC. Okay.
But it will be ran as different entities.
I kind of knew, but I was just thinking our fans are a lot like me. We don't really understand a lot of things. They probably did because they're way smarter now. Right? But go ahead. I'm sorry. Same umbrella. They will. All right. I see what you're reading.
Yeah, they will be run as separate entities. And with Vince McMahon, I can never say his last name, running the wrestling side
Triple
of things.
H?
And Triple H as a head of
You can't
creative.
Say Vince McMahon?
I was like... Ever since I moved to the country, I always struggle with certain things in English still.
So you say it?
McMahon.
Did
I say it?
Yeah, Vince McMahon. Yeah, you got it.
I don't know. I need,
sounded right
you
to
add
me.
Like a mech or like an O. I don't know. Like whatever follows, I was like,
listen, I can't even read like so. You're doing better than me. That just all looks like scribble up there to me. Like.
Or if I say it sometimes, I have like the weirdest accent on some words.
Put this thing on Facebook the other words. Day where... everything was missed. It only put two letters in each word. I don't know if you saw. I put it out and shared it. But literally, I read that whole thing like it was normal because like my hand, I spell so terrible. It didn't seem different to me. I was able to read
it. I can read it though, but when I try to like read it out loud, it's a whole different ball game.
No, I could read it. I'm like, it says you have a strange mind if you can. I'm thinking I must be warped because I read that better than I could if it was spelled correctly. But,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. So, Endeavor. UFC,
yeah,
WWE, all together.
Vince and Triple H are still going to be head of the creative. Brandon of WrestleNomics noted in a tweet this morning that WWE CEO Nick Khan sent out a message with WWE staff noting that the merger under Endeavor will be completed next Tuesday by September 12th. So the question is, what are some major changes you think will take place with this merger? And do you think that this will positively impact the locker room or negatively impact it?
Oh, I have no idea. That's a lot of paragraphs. First of all, I don't know who's Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics. He's a writer, I guess. He's a archiver, writer, or something.
Okay. I guess he could publish.
Whether it's positively or negatively impacts a locker room. I think it'll infect it too. But I don't know. I think it's gonna be both ways, 50-50. Just depends upon what side of the coin toss you're on, the winning side or the losing side, you know. Good's gonna come with it, and a lot of bad's gonna come. I couldn't tell you because that's way above my pay scale, a merger and stuff, and what's gonna go down. I mean, I would be afraid of stuff like, is there still gonna be an NXT? Will they keep a performance center because they need to train people, but will they feel like they need to spend money and a developmental, you know, and support somebody's project? That would be like a Triple H project. It's his vision. Would a big corporation see that as his vision? He's not on the board anymore. It's Vince McMahon. Did Vince McMahon ever really see it? You don't want a sports championship. So there's a lot of things to look at that. I think if I was NXT, I'd be a little nervous working there. I'd be like a little shaky about that, wondering what the heck's going on here. Because they were like big plans to expand it, like again through Europe and stuff like that. But I haven't heard a whole lot more about that, so I don't know if they're following through on that. But everything just seems to have been kind of quiet until this deal goes through, and then probably be like March before you see the real impacts of stuff. You might start seeing, like you said, people being released and office personnel and stuff like that, because how many secretaries or people do you need to fact check, or how many lawyers do you need when you're under one umbrella and they're running two companies, right? Like, so they're probably, if there was three people here, they're going to leave, there'll be one, you know, because it trickles down, one for each thing reporting to one head,
but
you know.
Could they handle the workload of having two different things being ran? I mean, the approach to are way different.
When they had the steroid trials way back in whatever, Vince, he let like a lot of people go, and just one floor was just all lawyers. So he let a lot of people go, and personnel and stuff like that, and they were able to run. So, I mean, it's a machine. It's a machine. It has a system. They have the talents. I think a lot of people get let go. I mean, I'd say in the probably 30 or more range of people probably get let go. And that's not a lot, but it is a lot.
Well, yeah, compared to the size of the company.
But I don't know about UFC, how it would affect UFC and what's going to do that. Now, you might see a lot of crossovers. You might see people like Logan Paul excel, or different people that are willing to mix it up in UFC, different brandings and cross-brandings. I don't know. They haven't talked about it, have they? Nobody's really said nothing until this merger is done. And then I'm sure they got private powwows as they pass the peace pipe and sign the contracts, what their plans are. But I have no idea. Again, it's above my pay scale. Very interesting. See what happens.
Yeah.
Is that screen blacking up and on? Is that, or am I losing my mind?
Green?
The screen, is it going bright, dark, bright, dark?
Well, yeah, because I guess when it starts kind of like fading, then it goes away.
Oh, okay.
No, you're not going crazy.
Oh, okay. All right, so did we cover that? You good with that? Did we cover everything? CEO Nick Khan sent out a message to WWE staff noting that WWE merged under September 12th. September 12th, so I imagine the first of the year, or February, March, you'll see all that, see what's going to happen.
Do you think that's going
to... I'm sure it'll give people their Christmas here to start adjusting to the holidays.
Oh, yeah, and Christmas.
Hit full steam at the head of the year.
How do you think that's going to impact new talent coming on?
I think it's already impacted new talent, because I think they've held up from hiring a lot of people right now. I haven't seen a lot of hiring, and big things change. I've just seen people coming up from NXT and going around.
Yeah.
And I think... I don't know. I honestly think NXT might have something to worry about. I think they might hire more experienced wrestlers again, instead of trying to groom wrestlers. Or they will keep the PC or if they do keep NXT, they're going to start transitioning contracted UFC guys over that like are past the fighting prime for actual combat in UFC. They might come over and the ones that have a little bit of a passion for pro wrestling and dabble in that and like crossovers with that. And I'd be more promos and more Hollywood like type of stuff too. Just really don't know them. Again, that's one of those things you got to be in those meetings. We can all speculate and guess. And I am not a business major, and I've never dealt with a merger or run a $1 million company or $1 billion company. So I couldn't tell you. But it's kind of exciting, but it's really scary. It's more scary than exciting, but still, anything scary is exciting.
Yeah, I was going to say change is always scary because you never know what direction it's going to go in. Yeah. So I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, I guess so.
I have a question I want to throw in there.
Uh-oh. You've been quiet this whole time over there. Now you got something.
You got
one besides mutilating my cup again.
You guys probably stick it in some way.
What?
That's the question.
Did you say he's going to stick something in me in some kind of way?
Raymond.
Raymond, this is like
I didn't know you got down
PG
like
show. Like PG-18. Yeah, right. Like,
keep it PG.
PG-18.
Get it together. Yeah.
Or 13, maybe. 13 is a new 18.
With CM Punk having worked for UFC and WWE, even if WWE kind of probably didn't want to sign him back, do you think the people on the UFC side could, like,
I don't know what his relationship was with UFC when he finished up on his contracts and stuff like that, or where he stood with them. I don't think it was bad. I think he did fights. He lost a few fights, but he tried. He just wasn't the best at that, you know. Like, everybody's, these guys are tough out there, you know.
Yeah.
There's always somebody tougher than you. Maybe he drew a couple of tough bouts. I don't know. I think he'll be a backstage type of interviewer and stuff like that. They could go back and forth between the two with that background and stuff like that, liaison and float between the events, doing interviews and analysis and stuff like that. Because he's experienced both companies. He's fought, win, lose, or draw. He's done UFC. The rest of his whole career has been professional wrestling. So. I think he'd be in like an analysis, and they probably have more shows like that where they're breaking down things as it splinters out and stuff like that. I could definitely see him doing stuff like that between the two. Besides, I don't know, does he really want to keep wrestling? I mean, shit, he's made enough money. If he could do that, why beat your body up anymore? If he could just still travel, still get a taste of things, you know, do your interviews in your flavor. I mean, of course, things are produced to the gill, but. But still, I mean,
I think you'd be a part of it. You said it 2 episodes ago. It's a drug. Wrestling is a drug.
Yeah, it is.
2 episodes ago, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Definitely
like
is.
In it and
there is no high like professional wrestling, and there is no low like professional wrestling.
Yeah. But
for me personally. And I've done a lot of drugs. I'm not proud of it. It was my past, but nothing touches wrestling. It's the most dangerous one, too.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, before you know it, you're like, 54 years old on your own podcast, nobody's listening to you talking shit. And dragging you down the rabbit hole with them. Dragging the young with you. I'm going to lead you right into hell. Into a dark room.
See
the
you
abyss. Down a rabbit hole to flames. Then you'll rise up in an elevator and have really cool music. But all right, what else we got going on? Anything else we missed? We got questions we're going to do today.
Some questions.
Different format.
Hopefully they're not weird.
Or they usually are. I don't know. It might be the questions I see pop up in my. I do see them. I glance at 80% of the things. So if you've sent stuff in, I do see them. They flood my emails for whatever reason, but I do glance at them. So thank you for watching. And most, I'd say almost all of it's been positive stuff. Thank you for the compliments. A lot of new stalkers for you have have come in there. Who is that girl? Like, what is it, thick something, this guy, one guy,
what?
white thick or wit thick, or I don't know, but he was sure raving about you too. I've seen a few of them. You ever seen them? No, you don't see them all, do you?
Well, because like when I watched them, that it was kind of fresh, so I haven't like really I'm gonna have to go back and see the newer comments. But
so
do I
commented 5 hours ago, they said damn, she's god tier hot.
What is, okay, hold on, that's a whole thing. Let's break that down. What is god tier hot? Like highest god, like idol? Like, what was god tier hot?
His name is Negotiable Hemingway.
All right, Mr. Hemingway, because I certainly can't pronounce that first thing. I don't think Raymond said it right. So, Mr. Hemingway, I need to know exactly what God tier hot is. I think tier, like tier levels. So you're like the level of God hot.
Not like tier, because I'm like.
No, no.
Like
I think levels like a tier, is it higher tier.
A-R or T-I-E-R?
T-I-E-R.
Or do they even know how to spell?
T-I-E-R, tier. So you're like, hotness is on the level of God.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. He's going to burn in hell because you're not supposed to have any false prophets or idols. Like, so Mr. Hemingway, she says, thank you for the compliment, I'm sure. But I don't know, if you figured her out and you found her out, if you would have looked at her Instagram, I think she had an AR-15 the other day at the firing range. I'm not sure if she was sending a message to me, Raymond, or somebody else. But I know a lot of people got that message and said, damn, that chick knows how to shoot a right white wing. That's where they're going to go. Then I quickly said, yeah, Anna's always at the gun range too, so stay away from her. So Susan doesn't go to the gun range, but I do have my 9mm. So.
I'll be going soon.
Do you have a weapons, just concealed weapons permit? Or how do you feel about the new Florida? What is the Florida law about? You don't have to have a concealed weapon.
You don't have to. I mean,
I just paid $55 to get my application, renew mine, and I'm waiting on it in the mail. Now I'm wondering, do I even send it in? I should just keep it. So at least have a proper, like,
When it comes, and I know, I mean, it's just also like a really controversial topic when it comes to like firearms and who can carry and not. But at the end of the day, it's like bad people are always going to find a way to get them one way or the other. So, if good people can find a way to protect themselves, I honestly, in my opinion, again, no one has to agree with that. I think that people should protect themselves and stand their ground and,
Do you have a firearm on you now within 20 feet of us?
I do not.
You do not. See, I do not carry mine either because I don't actually believe in
weapons. For now.
I don't trust myself enough. And I have a short temper, but I would just haul off and shoot somebody. But even if somebody rolled up on me and they're like blazing out, I'd probably shoot myself in my flipping quad trying to get the safety off and get it out of the thing. So I don't even carry it. So because I don't go to the range enough. I don't feel like that. I should carry that. I think I'd be more of a danger with a weapon because of my lack of use of it, in ranges and whatever we're practicing or whatever you want to call it,
I mean, it's something that you definitely got to continue doing.
So they come up here. What do you, you have to be like rolling, like constantly locked and loaded. Like they roll up on you. So what do? I just don't go through a drive-through ATM after a certain hour. I try to stay in a busier area where there's a lot of cameras. Or try not to do any kind of banking like that, in a sense. Not carry much cash on me. So I can just say, here you go, have it.
You got to be careful at gas stations. Being a woman at night by myself, I'm strategic about what I do and what I don't do. I'm not out by myself.
But you drive. I'm not gonna tell you what she drives. She drives a nice car, so she looks like she might be balling one of those Kardashians or God tier level hot. You're gonna burn in hell, Hemingway. There's no God tier level hot. There's just God. Like don't get me on church. Don't get me churching in here. And but no, I'm not saying you're not a nice looking woman. I'm just saying God tier. He's gonna burn in hell. Putting you up on God tier. I've never heard God tier.
I've never heard that either. It's kind of interesting, but I'll add that to the list of things that I've
like.
In my
can you call hot sauce like God tier level? No. That'd be hell tier hot. That'd be hell tier hot. You just don't put yourself in awkward situations. Me, I just keep insurance on my vehicle so you can have the fucking thing. I don't keep any money in my wallet so you can take my license and the debit card if you can figure out how to use it with that whole $40 in the bank that I don't keep in here because I don't trust bank. But I'm not going to tell you where I keep my money, but it's not where you think I would keep my money.
I don't carry cash, so if anyone ever steals anything from me, good luck. You're just going to have a bunch of cards that by the time you're going to use them, they're probably already going to be blocked.
It's funny as I say that, I start thinking I got a whole bunch of cash in there.
The other day I'm like, are these guys like drug dealing? But it wasn't.
Who, me?
Yeah, because you just like pull out this sack of cash and I'm like, what the hell?
Well, every time I think about it, I don't know, it's like, it does look like you're dealing drugs. It's all these
exactly
stacks.
Exactly my point.
Stacks. I feel like a rap video now. like, but they're all ones and shit. Like, so I'm like some low life. I'm going to the club. I'm going to make it rain dollar bills. Like, just dollars. You know? No.
You can have all $5.
Strip clubs. I don't go to strip clubs. That's a whole other issue. I know we're talking about wrestling. Do you go to strip clubs?
I do not.
I feel very awkward in a strip club. Very awkward. Even though I've spent a lot of time
in feel bad for the girls. I know that's, I mean, it's kind of like one of those things that you got to do what you got to do. And some girls actually enjoy doing it. Like, good for them, but I don't know. I just feel bad. It's like, you know, some people have to do things they don't want to for a certain period of time until they get out of that. Other people enjoy it and love it. I mean,
I've married a stripper, and I've married a wrestler, and now I've married a very nice woman that's a doctor, and the doctor is the most sane out of them all, even though I can't talk to her about any conspiracy things or UFOs or anything science can't prove. You know, like, I do miss those conversations, like dumbass conversations about stuff that nobody... She'll be like, are you stupid? No. She just walks off, you know, in the conversation. There's no Bigfoot. They're trying to convince her about Bigfoot. Like, she's not having it. And wait till I start on her. When I get home, do you believe in giants? The giants that walked here?
There was
a book in the Bible that was taken away. That there was a whole book that they took out of the Bible that it says that there was the giants.
I can go down the rabbit hole, but I don't think we should on this episode.
Hold on, we've already talked TK, Tony Khan, and
the
Punk Jump.
The pyramids are done so well and, you know, geometrical, like with the pyramids and stuff. I'm like,
right, so like what I'm thinking, it was a big, I know, Stonehenge, big ass giant went over there to set those things up like dominoes.
And then like apparently... You know, there's like a bunch of what like those big heads. What do they call those?
Skulls?
No. They're like the ones that they're like
Sir Johnny?
Why? No. I forget their names, but apparently like their bodies are like underground or something and they're huge statues. Like it's not just the heads.
Oh, I know.
You see in like Hawaii, I think they're I don't know.
Yeah, like idols.
I guess.
Well, but the big stone.
He's like
thing.
The big I
don't
know. So I forgot the name.
So like if you go to the Grand Canyon, apparently there's these caves, but you can't get to these caves. But these caves had these giant tombs in them and stuff where these elite lived, and possibly giants. Like, giants lived in the Grand Canyon.
Huh,
giants have still been spotted up to everywhere. Like,
I've been there.
And then there's this whole other account. Like, see, start me at these giants. I think the giants might do exist. And, like, I don't know. The Bigfoots aren't giants, but I don't know about Bigfoot. I just would love to believe there was a Bigfoot, but I can't swear on a Bigfoot unless it's an alien or something. But I can't swear on Bigfoot. But I love the. I have a fantasy and fascination with Bigfoot. I don't want to have sex with Bigfoot or anything like that. I just want to believe that there's Bigfoot. Like, you know, there's Bigfoot stuff everywhere. Raymond probably got rid of my Bigfoot. Oh, he dumped him in the corner with spider webs on his head or whatever.
I saw it at some point, but I see it there.
but these giants things have really caught my attention, and I really started to think because there was a book of Bible. I forget what it's called, Enoch or Enoch? Yeah. So you know. Look at you piping up over there in the corner of darkness. Yeah. That they took out, but it said there's this whole, like, thing of giants and stuff. And,
I don't know.
And the so you say you can't say words, but I can never say this. Smithsonian. Yeah.
Smithsonian?
The Institute or whatever. I cannot say that word for the life of me.
Smithsonian?
Say it, Raymond.
Smithsonian.
He's struggling too.
That's too much. Because
everybody's questioning the wording on it. But I heard they went around and actually bought these giants' remains and then they just disappeared, never talked about it again. Like, oh, they don't exist. They were fake gelatin things. And this. Well, my question is, who goes around and makes giant skulls out of gelatin? It's so strange. But I'm thinking giants exist, you know.
Okay.
How did Stonehenge get set up? How did the temples get built? Some of this stuff.
No, I'm telling you, I watched this whole video on like the pyramids in Egypt, and it was quite interesting, you know.
Up to like 20 something. It was in Afghanistan. When there were a whole military group. Group that goes out? Whatever it'd be called. Something, but yeah, they go out, a group of them. And they disappear, so you have to send a whole other group to come out. And apparently, they come up on this big cave and see bloody equipment everywhere and everything. And what comes out is this big red-headed giant, like, and they like shot rounds at his face and everything. He had speared one of the guys. I don't know, man. I'm just Let me ask you guys, I know you're watching this for wrestling, but if you believe in Giants, can you reach out and give me some Giant knowledge, please? And I'm not talking about Andre the Giant or the Big Show
or
El Gigante or...
Drop some videos that you guys are interested in.
What would the Giants, if they existed, what would they think of, like, Andre the Giant or the Big Show? Would they go, oh, little fella, you're cute, like, but you're not quite Giant material. Like, what would they, like, these Giants... Oh, because... All right, so another one. Just Giants, Raymond. Imperial Force of Japan had a parade with a giant in it. Was it Japan or China? It was Japan Imperial. That's just Japan Imperial. So I saw a video, and they were marching through the streets with this giant. You got to look it up, man. Like, Imperial Japan, look up giant in a parade. Like, it was like the last descendant of these giants. I'm telling you, it could be fake video. Oh, wow. But I believe a little bit more in giants actually existed than Bigfoot. Bigfoot exists, though. Big furry fantasy of mine. But big smelly furry. Because, you know, he's skunk ape here. People call Big Feet there. The abominable snowman somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, like Sasquatch. You ever watch the shows like Finding Bigfoot?
I've seen some episodes. Okay. Yeah.
How many times they go, oh, did you see that? Dare. You're like, where? Dare. You know, like you're talking to them, they're talking back, but they're talking to the other guy. And then they go to commercial.
Yeah.
And they come back and they change the subject. Oh, there was definitely, I don't know. They never, ever caught a video.
Yeah. And it's always like the quality of the videos, too. It's always like the crappiest quality. And anytime they're like, oh, it's right there. And you're like,
what I'm constantly thinking is, would I have the courage to sit in them woods at night? It's not Bigfoot I'd be worried about. I'd be worried about some other shit, like a lion eating my ass or something.
Like a crazy bear just coming at you.
Huh? Oh, there he is, yeah.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah, look at that. Giant, that's a fact right there. See, now talk shit to me there, Nicole. There's a giant right there.
I mean, is he a giant?
Look at the traps on that dude, man. I see him do some MMA. He would kick ass in UFC back when it first started.
He looks like a sumo wrestler.
Well, because he's in Japan, they put cloth on his gimmick. He probably didn't have it covered. He's probably free-donging it, walking around. You know, and they probably said, Giant-san, put the dong-song cover. You know, give Joey Ryan a whole other run back in the day. Like,
oh, gosh.
Poor guy. Big giant out there. And they heard it like leather, like moccasins they would wear because cowhide, they can't shoes, you know, so they'd have to wear animal hides for their shoes. But look, there's people. Look at this guy.
How long ago was that?
At the Imperial, what, ended in like 47 or 48 or 42, 47? I don't know. So I imagine it's probably either late 30s or 40s, whenever they first had video camera, like footage, you know, and stuff. I'm not very good with time and stamping. But you think that's real? As you look at it, you think it's fucking ancient. It's like, and it's in another country.
I know, but it's crazy. It's like these days.
Early 1800s.
Oh, well, no, but it went through to 1940. Something the Imperial reign. That could be any of those times. Oh, this video says it's from 1800. No, they didn't have video in 1800.
No. The camera was invented.
Well, yeah, but now you guys are looking at giants different now, aren't you? Yeah. So if you're out there listening, don't think I'm a weirdo. Just help me explore the thought of possibly giants roaming Earth. You know?
You know how people have book clubs? You should have like a giant club. Just talk about it.
Yeah, I know. But we still have a Bigfoot club too, though. Gotta have Bigfoot. I got a whole movie written. I got a whole comic book series on Bigfoot. I got all planted here ready to just like.
And you should do it.
Oh, ooh.
Wait, is he like supposed to be like real?
Yes. You don't think he is?
That is crazy.
Yeah, and they were said to be like really aggressive, because like the gods came. There was people in the Bible that came to watch over the keepers or the watchers or something. They came down to. Watch over Earth or the people, and then they ended up having sex with them, and then that was the product. The giants were the
Isn't
product.
Isn't this like also like, I don't know, because then the same thing happened with like the Titans from like Greek mythology.
What, Clash of the Titans and Zeus?
No, it's like, yeah. The Titans were the parents, and then it was like Olympus?
No. Yeah. All I know is that, yeah, that's one of the ones I was talking about. But I heard they were like cannibalistic. They'd eat you and shit like that and stuff. Well, there was some nice ones. But the humans would all get together and kill them because they realized they had to kill these people because they're going to eat them. They were like really mean and tyranty. And they just come over there and it's like, yeah, rip you apart.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, look at him. He can grab you. He can eat you. He can stomp you. What are you going to do? Nicole, you going to date the giant?
Hell no.
I mean, you're certainly not going to be romantic with that big motherfucker. Like, look at the traps on him. Like,
it's like the freaking Hulk.
It's like Batista of Giants. He could be like, he could be in the next galaxy. They would have had the Guardians of the Galaxy. He could have played that dude.
My thought process is like, where are the parents? Like, how was it born? Like, where did it come from?
Well, you know? Well, they originally started with the...
So they are they
some, like, in the Bible, actual, like, they were sent down to earth to watch big? Over the people. They had sex with, like, the girls. They liked the long hair. They couldn't help themselves.
That the moms died?
Bing, bing, bing. They things? Had them, like, and then these giants came.
Like, how is this thing coming out of somebody? It's like...
We're going to have to do a whole episode on giants. We're going to have to move on because I got appointments today. But,
sorry.
But I would start having him pull up stuff. I'm like, there's a lot of questions to be answered here. Let's just keep it wrestling related. Who could pin him in professional wrestling today? So, WWE, I'm sorry, Young Bloods. WWE, who would beat the Giant? Who could he work a program with?
I don't even...
No. No way. The black dude that everybody craps on, but I like. Omos.
Isn't he like 6'8"?
Yeah, but he's the closest one his size. That's I mean, true. It'd have to be a handicap. Omos, Big Show... And I don't know, some other big motherfucker that got hit somewhere. Huh?
Roman.
Who?
The big dog, Roman.
Roman ain't gonna do shit to the giant. He could punch him in a kneecap or something. He'd do the Superman punch on his knee and he'd get the toe right up.
He'll try to spear him and it'll look like a little.
That giant's toe would, if he kicked Roman and it caught Roman in the butt, that toe would rip him. Man, come on. He'd split him in half. One little kick, a little hangnail would just like slice him in half. I mean, in the myth of people, like saying Japanese people are smaller and stuff, some are, but there's some really big Japanese guys too, so who knows really, but is that a horse?
I mean, let's
compare to a horse. The guy's on a horse, on top of the horse, and his head's at this guy's crotch level. that's how big this particular giant is.
That's crazy.
And I don't know who, well, the better question is, this is going to be weird, but who cuts his hair? Because he's got a really nice haircut. He's on point right there. Like, and do they bring in ladders? Do they lean ladders against him? Does he go stand by mountain cliff and turn? I mean, who cuts this dude's hair? Like,
yeah, we have a lot of questions.
There's a lot of questions. And a manicure. Because like, if he didn't do his nails, does he eat his own nails off? Or because he would just be like, ah, Freddy Krueger and mother's butt. Like, gone. Yeah, that dude's jacked, though. That's interesting. All right. I'm sorry, man. We went the wrong direction. And oh, yeah, times are clicking and burning. Sorry, people. Sorry. I blame Nikki. Speaking of Nikki, did you ever listen to Darla Nikki? You did, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Did you get it now?
I asked you. I was like, how the heck was this ever aired?
It's not that bad. Raymond still hasn't even heard the whole song.
Well, she took
me to, I met a girl named Nikki. She was masturbating, better in a hotel lobby, that's masturbating with a magazine.
These days people will lose their mind if they hear that. Oh my goodness.
Well, but what was the contract she signed? Sign your name on the dotted line? The lights went out and Nikki started to grind. What was that contract? Did you sign your soul with the devil before you had sex? Because what did you have to sign?
Or a marriage certificate?
No. Because she left and it was just I looked all over and all I found was a phone number on the stairs. It said, thank you for the funky time. Call me whenever you want to grind. Grind. Little Nikki. But they signed the dotted line. Maybe he had to sign a release for his own health because she was going to do freaky shit to him. And she didn't want to be held accountable. So they were ahead of their times in that song. They knew everybody's so happy. Good song, though. One of my favorite Prince songs, Darla Nikki. Check it out. I mean, it's good. I mean, yes, it's vulgar, but Prince is vulgar. You know, I love Prince, man. Like, a little too macked up. I mean, like, if the dude would have said, hey, you're Apollonia hot, I'd have been, all right there, Hemingway. God tier hot's going to get you burnt in hell. Apollonia hot? Yeah, I get that.
Speaking of comments.
She's blushing over there now. Susan's going to go to me, what the hell is Apollonia hot? She loves Prince. Susan loves Prince, so she'll know. Aww. She's a big Prince fan. I go to the Prince store in Minnesota.
By the way, Susan, you looked amazing at your show. She looked jacked.
Who else?
You guys haven't seen her?
Somebody, she did she did look great. Somebody else?
Yeah.
Somebody else? Oh, one of the wrestlers that come by yesterday, they were like, oh, I saw your wife on Instagram. That's amazing. And they're like, how old is she? And I went like, blah, 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 blah.
We don't say
that. And they're like, wow, that's so crazy. She looked great. She did amazing. And I forgot to tell her that he said she did good. I forgot.
Yeah.
Well, one of them was Bosworth, too, but I didn't spread that on. But Hosmer came in. He's all jacked up right now, looking buff.
Yeah, but I know competitions are hard. I did 3 of them, so it takes a lot of dedication to get that lean, especially as a
sign your name on the dotted line.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, because like, this one's competition. You gotta grind. Ah.
Yeah. And I'm sure she was hangry because I remember being hangry.
You know, I thought honestly she would be a lot worse, but I think. Because she's been a vegan so long, she's been hangry for life. So I didn't see that much of a change, you know, to be honest.
I was
against you vegans out there. I do think about it all the time. I'm just not sure that I could commit totally to it because honey. I know that it's technically not a vegan thing, but it harms the bees, but I can't give up honey. There's certain things I just can't give up on.
I gotcha.
All right. Well, we'll move on because it's getting about that time. We got to wrap it up and roll.
Yeah, but we have some questions.
Okay.
So I'll read the username, try my best, but some of these are complicated. But this one's PorterBlaze420 asks, how did you decide on your moveset? The impaler, body slam, running elbow, etc.
How did I decide on my moveset? Well, my moveset, I had a lot more than that. I had tiger suplexes, German suplexes, different things, you know. As they took away moves and said, you cannot do this, those just happened to be the moves I was left with. Now, as I move into my mid-50s, as I approach 55, these are the only moves my body can still do, you know. Like if you notice, if you're watching any of the indie stuff, when it goes up, they're out there. I'm working 2-3 shows a weekend sometimes. This past weekend was only one, so it was an easy weekend. But this weekend's 3 coming up. So, you know, I'm always doing. But I started taking out, like, things like the trap. I call it the mummy suplex, the trap suplex. I do that hit and miss. It depends upon who I'm doing it with, if I know them and how athletic they are, because I don't want to rely on me totally having to shoot that move to full physicality to protect them. Because what I found out there is this generation wrestling, they'll say they're trained. I'll ask them clearly, can you feed a slam off the ropes, like a scoop slam? Can you do this? Yeah. And they come plowing in at my knees. Woo! I'm like, I got to deadlift them up just to slam them. Yeah. And that's with the corkscrew elbow. So I started thinking I'm going to take the corkscrew elbow out because nobody's even trained right to take a slam. Because every weekend I wrestle somewhere different. And it could be a 17-year-old. It could be... I don't get anybody my age, obviously. And if I do, hopefully they've been in the wrestling industry for a while and it's going to be a night off, you know.
Yeah.
But I didn't decide on it. It just kind of happened. I did a lot of other things. I did drop kicks off the top rope. I missed drop kicks. Did tons of things you didn't see that much of anymore. But as WWE came, they pulled things out. But, I mean, my favorites are corkscrew elbow, which I got from Buddy Landell. So I took that from Buddy Landell to help you understand that one. He would walk up and just spin the leg and drop over you, which was a beautiful thing of art. He was great, tremendous. Love some Buddy Landell. The Russian leg sweep I got from Brad Armstrong with the float over. One of the best guys, so underrated. I mean, just the best Brad Armstrong. You should watch a lot of Brad Armstrong. So I got him from there. I think the bulldog out of the corner where I take the flat back bump, that came a combination of either Jericho or X-Pac, who we trained together with Boris Malenko. We came up to the same school. I was trained a little bit before him, so I was I would be like the metal helping you to him. You know what I mean? Gotcha. That's but still students together, right? Yeah. So, and then he got
like
a break. Well, I just been around a little long. I would already train, but I would move the things. But he was tremendous and. He started very young. He got a break before me, and he's in the Hall of Fame. Great guy, Sean. Tremendous guy. So that came from that. What else did they mention? That was pretty much it on the ones they mentioned. Those. So. If that helps you understand that, Bobby Landell, Brad Armstrong, there you go. Yeah. So there you go.
And then this is actually a cool question. So Mercy Wolf 96 wants to know, what might we find on Gangrel's average shopping list? Just an unrelated side note. Gangrel seems like the cool uncle type.
All right. Let's rewind and let's explain to me what the cool uncle type is.
You're the Funkle. Have you ever heard Funkle?
Funkle, like the big headed dolls?
No, like the fun uncle. Funkle. We always have a fun.
Well, you have to break this down to me. I'm going to lean back. Go ahead, break it down.
Okay, so in this generation, Nikki. The Funkle's usually, I'm not saying always, but it's usually the uncle that never had kids, so he kind of just like, you know.
Oh, like the cool
always,
uncle?
Yeah, like always, he's probably the one
uncle.
That fed you. Like,
creepy uncle or the cool
uncle? The cool uncle, not the creepy uncle. We don't like the creepy uncle. We're talking about the Funkle. Right,
is this a thing?
It is. A Funkle? Have you never heard the word Funkle before? Are you serious?
The toys.
Has anyone heard of Funkel? Please let me know. I know I'm not crazy.
Well, no, because I mean, she must, because she's got it down. Yeah. She's, what was the question? Like, my shopping list?
What's in your shopping list? But like, they didn't specify. Is it like your probably like groceries?
Red Vines, chicken, Tostitos.
Popcorners.
In the popcorners sometimes, but that's just on class nights. But morning time. So it's protein. I just tell you what I eat during the day. That'd be easier. So you can figure out my shopping list from there. Yeah, so I get up in the morning.
I like that.
Struggle around. Coffee. Bah. That, you know, that's my lifeblood. Blah, blah. That's my fang and a bang and some coffee, right? Boom. 2 cups of coffee. I go down to gym. Cardio, sauna. Maybe a swim. Boom. Up. Then it's 2 scoops of protein shredded wheat, little mini shredded wheats, the mini shredded wheats in the protein. So I eat it like protein and shredded wheats. And then a lot of times I forget to eat till I'm heading to class. And then like, so a few hours will go by, but it'll usually be a chicken breast, a little small free range chicken breast or something like that. And maybe a little couple Tostitos. And then on to class, it might be like some kind of sweets, like a Red Vine or popcorners or something of that nature, just to snack on. Rice Krispie treats. Yeah, Rice Krispie treats are detrimental. The Liddy and Larry cookie or something, and then that's it. There's something there to hold me over, and then when I get back home at night, it's just another chicken breast and a couple Tostitos. So I don't eat a whole lot. I think I don't eat enough. I need to eat more protein and more nutrients. But that pretty much sums up my shopping list. But I don't do it, Susan. I don't know. I go, oh, the coffee fairy came, or the shredded wheat is miraculously loaded back in the thing. Every morning it's like, whoo, abracadabra. I'm like, whoa, that's so cool. I used to have to always do that myself, but Susan's such a, she just takes care of everything. Like, that's just, she's one of those people that just, she's just got to do or something.
Nurturing.
You
know?
Yeah. She's got to slow down, though. There's been a lot of cookies lately. So when I start thinking there's going to be cookies, and I come home and there was no cookies last night, I was, damn, there's no cookies last night. And, oh, usually Thursday nights if I'm home. Thursday nights is usually she'll say, "Oh, your food's at the door," because she works late or something. So if I'm flying out early in the morning, but if I'm home on Thursday, it'll be Chinese.
Chinese Thursdays.
So it's either like chicken or lo mein or chicken lo mein. But yeah, usually Chinese on Thursdays. Yeah, just to get me a little bloated up before I get on the plane the next day, full of sodium. But that's it. Used to be a lot of red wine, a lot of beer, and just alcohol, but that's all. Those days have slowed down. But I'll still have red wine here and there. But unfortunately, I open a bottle and it goes bad. I only drink like a glass or two, and it just sits there for like 6 months, spoils, and I got to throw it out. So actually, when I go home today, I got to throw out about 5 bottles that are just been open. Well, Susan doesn't drink, smoke, cuss. She goes to the gym now, so that's good. We got that in common.
That's awesome. Okay, so
Funkel. That's Funkel. Funky. Funkel. My uncles were all cool, but they would let me do bad things. I'm not encouraging
people.
Those
are the Funkels. Usually, yeah. It's the ones that get you away from your parents, let you do stuff with them.
Yeah, here's a shot of Jack.
Yeah,
don't tell your dad; he'll kill me.
That was my aunt for me. It's like, you never had alcohol. I was like, no. It's like stuff.
So
like
well, that's a Funkel. What do you call a girl though? Funkle too? Like a funk aunt?
I don't know. A funty?
Funky?
I just made that up.
Funty?
Like a fun auntie? I don't know. Yeah. I think I just made that up. If it exists, I don't know, but I've never heard
it's
of
always,
it.
But they always use the uncle as a reference. He's either creepy or it's like the, what was that show with the guy that passed away? With John Stamos and all with the two girls, the Olsen girls or whatever.
Full House.
Yeah, Raymond's a creepo. He knows Full House. So like, Ashley. Was black. And then the Uncle Joey was creepy, man.
Yeah, there's always a creepy.
I don't know.
God. So that's a whole other subject. And we'll I think we can wrap it up after this one because we are running out of time. We have Joey.
Oh yeah, I gotta go.
Oh jeez, some of these names. Romulus. Joey _ Balls, but Balls is spelled B-A-W. B-A-W-L-S. Joey Balls.
Joey Balls
wants to know.
Hi, Joey
that if
Balls.
You could build and manage a stable / faction of 4 today, who would you enlist and why? What might you name it and make one in WWE and one in AEW?
I don't have to build a faction. I would just steal a faction. So I would just take would just take the Rhea Ripley and all them, what are they called? The Judgment Day. That was your one faction. And then AEW would probably team Miro up with Will Hobbs. I got my Redeemer shirt on. Redeemer, although his wife ran in and unredeemed him on that pay-per-view. I'm not, I don't know what happened there. But
she just hit somebody with a chair.
Yeah, and it was weird. But I didn't get to see it. I just I read about it. Maybe put Will Hobbs and him there, or Miro, Will Hobbs, and I don't know. No, forget it. I'll just steal the House of Black. Why not? Like, they already got it. Like, just go that way.
Okay.
Because we're out of time, so I would have to sit there and think and break it down, and I'd have to weigh it out. Maybe I'll go home this week and I'll write my factions down and I'll bring it back to you this week.
Okay.
Because I know we got to wrap it up. Because I actually, it's me that's got to run, and I know you're kind enough to take an hour or two out of your day to come by here and help us. And Raymond, I don't know what he does anymore. He doesn't sleep or anything. He's just weird over there in the corner. So, I thank everybody for coming out. I'm sorry about the detour and Giants. Giants. Now I'm gonna when I'm riding, I gotta go. I got like a 40-minute ride. I'm gonna find something on Giants to listen to on my on the radio. I'm gonna find something on on YouTube or something to like listen to, because I'm pretty sure that. I'm thinking Giants. Out of all the things that's going on, there's Giants. I'm thinking.
That was like children's books.
So what was it, 77? Episode 77? Yep, 77. So, all right, we're going to try to do this. I'm going to say want some. You're going to say some. I'm going to say bad enough. You're
take so.
All right.
I got it this time. All right.
So, thank you for watching and sharing your time and thoughts with us on episode 77 of Fang and Bang with Gangrel and Nicole, or Nikki, darling Nikki and Raymond over there. Want some.
Get some.
Bad enough.
Take some.